time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Charlie Weinrich. He's the kicker for the University of Kansas, the Jayhawks. We'll talk about his kicking career and how he progressed to the Division I level. We'll also talk about why faith is a motivating factor in his everyday life. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ron. I'm looking forward to this show.
Well, let's talk about this journey into kicking. And I know for a lot of kickers, it comes by way of the other football, that being soccer. And I don't know if that was part of your kicking journey or learning how to kick just a ball in general. But just talk about your progression leading up to the D1 level and how you got that far through kicking.
Yeah, so I started out soccer player, 3 years old to 16 years old. Always loved it. It was my first love. I was always the guy who was taking the goal kicks, taking the free kicks, anything that had to do with a stationary kick. I was always the guy to take it and put it in somewhere, no matter where it was coming from. So I always had a knack for kicking the ball far in a lot of situations, and it worked out more times than not. And when in like around eighth grade, I think it was, I was playing against some friends of mine from the school, the middle school I was going to, and I scored from around midfield on a full size field. So it was about a 60 some yard goal. And the coach for the football team ended up saying to my dad, talking about how he wanted me to kick for the school. And I didn't really have any motivation to do so. I didn't really want to look into it even. And my dad was telling me, saying, you know, just try it. You never know if you'll like it. You'll be around a bunch of different guys you're not really around too much. And that was the part that I kind of wanted to look into, because I remember back when I was playing in first and second grade, that was the last time I had played football at the time. I had these groups of friends that I just totally stopped talking to, seeing, because I wasn't a football player anymore. And I kind of wanted that back. So rejoined there, eighth grade, really liked it. Went into high school, was playing high school football and soccer in my freshman and sophomore year. So it was on Monday nights I was playing. In my freshman year, I was playing freshman and JV football, and then Tuesday nights I would be playing a varsity soccer game. Wednesday night I'd be practicing soccer. Thursday night I'd be playing another soccer game, and then Friday night I'd be up with the big boys under the Friday night lights playing another football game. So my freshman and sophomore year of high school, especially my freshman year, were very, very busy for sure. And then once COVID hit and I was able to take a step back, you know, no live sports at the time. All I could really do was kick a football on a locked up field. Mm-hmm. I realized that, you know, it might be in my best interest to take advantage of that time in lockdown on my own and go all in on field goal kicking, because I would always talk to my dad about how I had a little bit of fear that I would get hurt and not be able to kick the football anymore or play soccer anymore. And in the back of my head, I was always thinking, you know, all right, if I play a sport where it's illegal to touch me, then the odds on me being able to take care of myself are a lot higher. And fortunately, through a lot of prayer, a lot of conversation with my parents and family, thinking about what was best for me in my future, I decided to go all in on football. And so my junior and senior year of high school, I only played football, and it ended up working out for me. To the point where I was able to get college looks and then ultimately end up at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And I was able to play one season with the Huskers before transferring back home to University of Kansas with the Jayhawks now. So going into my third season overall, mm-hmm. and second season with KU, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. It's a Collegiate Spotlight Show. We're featuring Charlie Weinrich. He's the kicker for KU, Kansas University, the Jayhawks, competing in the Big 12. And just go over some of your stats in high school. They're quite impressive. I know your junior season was a good one for you. You connected on 7 of 11 field goals. including a 51-yard boom, and you made all your point after attempts, which is pretty good. And you had Cole's National Scholarship Camp in 2021, and you're among the leaders in kicking in that competition at the camp, which propelled you to being seen and then obviously going to Nebraska, then transferring out to KU. I want to talk about the psychological mindset of a kicker, because you have to be awfully strong mentally. You're out there, especially when you're kicking field goals, you're out there all by yourself, sometimes in a game-winning situation, and you're on an island, and it's all quiet, and you just got to be in contact with yourself and go through the progressions so you could kick, obviously, a successful field goal. Talk about the mindset that has developed for you over the course of these years, becoming mentally strong to do what you do.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's always a work in progress. I don't think the mental is something that you can ever master. It's always something that you can always just improve upon. But like you said, being on an island, that's kind of how a lot of people see it. And sometimes that's the way it is. But especially in the last 6 months, I've kind of taken a different approach about it. Mm-hmm. Just trying to find a connection with my teammates. So my roommate, the one who just lives across the hall, he's my holder. And I've got a great relationship with him. I've talked to him about basically anything and everything. And I understood that, you know, I quickly found out that, okay, if I'm working my butt off with this guy and doing all these things to pursue this ultimate goal, I'm able to look at those uprights and then look back down at him and trust him enough to put that ball down in a perfect spot for me to kick the ball. And I was asking myself, how I said, I wonder if I can do the same with everybody in front of me. Mm-hmm. So 11 guys on the field at one time, minus one, me, 10 guys I can have a connection with, that when I look up at the uprights, I see them on the way down. I see my holder on the way down, and it's 10 guys that I trust, 10 guys that I want to do well for on the team, not just my own statistic. I want to help this team get to a Big 12 championship. Mm-hmm. And just doing that has allowed me to kind of almost find an extra bit of motivation to find every muscle in my body to put that ball through, and another sort of motivation that kind of calms me down, knowing that these are my brothers that I'm going into war with, and they trusted me enough to be on that field with them to put that ball through and score more points for us to obviously go get the win. But it's definitely a different type of psychological mindset, because we only have one opportunity to do so, and we only have 1.3 seconds to do our job. Mm. And if we do it at a very high level, everybody loves us, and you can go 50 out of 50, and then the one ball that you miss was a very important one, and then everybody hates you. So it's a very crazy game. It's a very crazy position to play. But those are kind of some sneak peeks into my head of what I think about and how I try to master that psychological side of the kicking game to make it a little less stressful for me.
Yeah, that visualization is very important, and that's the way it works best for you, what you just talked to us about. But also, when you're in practice, you're obviously more loose, and you could kick more freer. There's not as much pressure, or even if you're just practicing on your own. When you get into that game situation, and there's a tendency for those of us who played competitive sports, you could tighten up. How do you prevent yourself from tightening up in those pressure situations?
Yeah, I talked to my mom about this a good bit, actually, about making every single game kind of like, or every single kick, I should say, a game-like situation. So it doesn't matter if it's a sunny afternoon in May, on my own, kicking off a stick, or if it's the middle of fall camp, practice 13, where everybody's stressed out and I've got to make a big kick for no conditioning. It doesn't really matter the situation. Every single thing I kind of treat like it's the game-winning kick at the national championship. That's kind of the pressure I put on myself, whether it's a 50-yarder or an extra point. I want to hit it perfectly. I want to knock that kick through. So when I go into the game, I don't feel that tightening. I don't feel that stress from, oh, this is a game, they're keeping these stats on paper now, mm-hmm. rather than I want to be here, I want to be ready. And like I was saying, I talked to my mom a lot about how I've kind of tapped into this mindset of like, life is going to keep moving no matter what. So on August 29th, that ball is going to kick off against Lindenwood, and we're either going to be there or we're not. And the odds on us being there are obviously very high. So me being there, me being ready, is something that I need to do, something that I need to be ready for, because I'm going to be counted on to do my job. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to be there, I might as well do it to the best of my abilities, if that makes sense.
It does, for sure. Blessed to play Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting with Charlie Weinrich. He's the kicker for Kansas University, the Jayhawks. He's taken us into the little glimpse of his mind of the kicker, which is pretty fascinating. The mental fortuitous that you need just to be a good kicker, and the strength that comes from day in and day out practicing, some muscle memory involved, but also controlling those emotions as well. And he seems like to have a good hold on that. So, all right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk about the faith life of this kicker from Kansas University. Charlie Weinrich is our guest. Don't go away. You're listening to Blessed to Play.
As a Catholic talk show host and speaker and author, I'm often asked, how should we pray? How do we pray? Really? It's up to you, and that's between you and the Lord. We have wonderful, wonderful formalized prayers in the Catholic faith, such as a rosary, the Lord's Prayer, novenas, but you can also just open up your heart and say, Lord, help, SOS. It's as simple as that. How you pray is really up to you. Ask the Lord how you should pray, and He'll answer you.
Pray the Rosary with Father Benedict Rochelle in a beautiful and reverent recording of The Rosary is a Place, with meditations by Father Rochelle and original music and lyrics by Simonetta, available at EWTNRC.com.
No one does Catholic radio
the world over.
Women made new.
The Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Like EWTN.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Charlie Weinrich. Quite a kicker, folks, kicking at the Division I level for Kansas University, the Jayhawks in the Big 12. And we're catching him when he's in training camp. How about that? Before the college football season kicks off. Always an exciting time of year for a college football enthusiast. A lot of energy that comes with watching a college football game and brings the community together, especially in the state of Kansas when the Jayhawks are playing. But we're going to get to know a little bit more about Charlie other than his talent of being a kicker on a Division I football team, but some of the faith aspects of his life. And Charlie, you grew up as a cradle Catholic, and I know your parents always prioritized your faith, but just talk about your upbringing, being raised Catholic, and how that formed you till this day.
Yeah, it was obviously a very lucky situation to fall into, being raised in the one true religion. And so I started out preschool to my sophomore year of high school, going to a Catholic school, learning the Catholic education. And I'd say that's where it kind of obviously all started, outside of my family, outside of my parents. But even throughout all of grade school and into high school, I never really, it was something that me and my family did. It was something that we went to Mass on Sundays and we prioritized prayer all the time. But it wasn't really something that I ever connected with, say, until my sophomore year of high school. And that was when I really understood, okay, I'm praying for this reason. Prayer is this strong. I need to rely on the Holy Mother for these things. And that was when I really tapped into my religion and started asking questions and understanding that, okay, I grew up in this. I need to know what this is. My family, my parents did a fantastic job raising me in this. I just wasn't curious enough to learn anything about it. And I think that's where I kind of, I don't want to say fell behind, but the part where I didn't connect the two dots on what I wanted to learn about when I was younger. And then once I started getting curious, asking questions to my parents, my friends, priests, et cetera, that was when I started learning about a bunch of other things and being able to practice different things and learning different prayers. And I was able to really connect with God the Father. And that's something that I'm ultimately grateful for. And I talked to a lot of friends that had similar experiences going through Catholic school. They couldn't really connect with something just because they felt like it was pushed on them. But once they were able to make that connection, once they were able to come to the knowledge that this is real and this is something that we need to practice every single day, that's when they found that new life in Christ almost.
Now, speaking of Harrison Butker, who obviously is outspoken about his faith and a strong Catholic, and you've obviously talked about you have a relationship with him, but he inspired you in some capacity on the faith side. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, Harrison Butker has been great. My ninth grade year, so the back half of my freshman year of high school, he ended up having a son and posting it on his Instagram story. And the priest in the picture was the priest at my home parish. And I remember I was just, freshman in high school, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm going to swipe up, tell him congratulations and tell him that that priest is the same as the one at my parish. Mm-hmm. And so I sent the message and kind of put my phone down, not really thinking anything of it. 10 minutes later, I get a buzz and I look down and ButtKicker7 has replied to my message. And he's curious about, where I go to Mass, when I go to Mass and what Masses I take part in. And I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of weird, but let me respond to him. And so he ended up telling me, just giving a little bit ahead, he was telling me, I serve Mass at this time on this day at St. Michael's Parish, the traditional Latin Mass. If you want to come out and learn, I'll teach you about it. I'll help you learn about it and change. I can give you kicking lessons. And I was like, oh yeah, that seems like a pretty cool trade. Super Bowl champion. I get to go hang out with him and, make friends with him. And at first that was my mindset of, I am going to go to this Latin Mass, maybe right. Learn about it, but I'm going to hang out with Harrison Butker. And that fortunately quickly changed. I went on, started learning about it, found a connection in it, a very great connection, a very beautiful connection. And it about 2 months went on and I was racing from school to the church so we could be there an hour and a half early and he could teach me the Latin. He could teach me the meanings. He could teach me how to say it properly so I could MC inside of the Mass. All these different things, just building a great connection to the Mass. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we still hadn't even kicked together. And I was like, my dad was like, when are you going to kick with him? And it got to the point where I was like, I don't even care. I'm doing a beautiful thing with this guy. He's doing a beautiful thing with me. He's teaching me about this Mass, walking me through this life of the traditional Latin Mass and helping me find this connection. So eventually he asked me to kick and then we were able to go out to a field and kick together. He saw that I was pretty good. And from there, he was able to take me under his wing. The way he was doing after school in that church, he was doing the same out on the football field. We would kick multiple times a week. And then when COVID hit, lockdown hit, we were jumping the fences and going to a bunch of different high schools. And we were working out a bunch of different gyms, being with each other five days a week outside of the church. And then still talking about stuff inside the church, kind of making mm-hmm. everything revolve around the spiritual life. So he's been a blessing for me, introducing me to that. I'm very grateful for a friendship that is founded upon the traditional Latin Mass because it's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with a Charlie Weinrich kicker for Kansas University Jayhawks, and that's where faith and sports intersect, and it's a beautiful thing what Harrison did because he led you to something far greater than obviously kicking, but also you were able to connect with him because of the sport connection, which is a really great thing that happened. I want to ask you about spirituality and competing as well. There's a lot of failure in sports, and I talk about that a lot, and adversity in sports. How does your faith give you perspective in those moments when things aren't going so well?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I talk to the Bible study that I run with the team. I talk to them all the time about keeping Christ first and keeping God number one in our lives and not letting anything get past that. And I've talked about it for a while, probably say a year now. And to be honest, I probably didn't really tap into that myself until about 3 months ago, of really keeping God number one in my life, not letting football overtake everything, because the college football is a very stressful time, right? And even in competition, like, it just keeps going higher and higher. There's never really a break. There's never really a downtime. And so I found myself allowing football to jump God very, very, very easily. But now it's, okay, how can I say my prayers in the morning? How can I say my prayers before practice, during practice? How can I rely on God for my performance? How can I rely on the Mother Mary to wrap me in her arms and take away my stress? Because at the end of the game, I'm playing a game that is helping me get a bigger platform so I can preach the word of God, so I can bring more people to Christ, so I can have a platform to teach about the right things the way, you know, Harrison Tucker, Jason Myers, all of them do, very similar to that. So I rely on my faith in a very big way. I rely on my prayer life in a very big way. If something goes south, I'm able to kind of, you know, think about the heavens, think about God, pray to Mary, ask me again, wrap me in your arms, take me to the next kick, even if it goes right down the middle, please take me to the next kick. If I go 5 out of 5, Lord, please keep me humble. Take me to the next kick with this humility. I'm doing this for you. I'm not doing this for me. This is not for man. This is for you. I'm so grateful for this talent you have given me. Please help me to use it at the highest of my abilities, no matter what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So through failure, through success, I always just try to stay grounded, keep that humility, pray for that humility, because and like I said, even in college football, it's so hectic. There's so many eyes on it. You can lose that humility factor in an instant. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that I never want to do.
Yeah, that's very well said. And there's a great analogy there, too, because what's going on in the football field, especially the highs and lows, and as you mentioned, goes on in life. And we kind of learn how to deal with it. You know, I always say sports is kind of an innocuous environment because you're not in a life and death situation, but it prepares you for those times in life where those challenges are going to come, and maybe even far greater challenges, and where faith becomes your perspective. It helps you to do just that, put it in the proper perspective. We're chatting with Charlie Weinrich, kicker for Kansas University. He's been gracious enough to join us here on Blessed to Play as he's in training camp and getting ready for that first game kickoff, I guess, against Lindenwood, if I understand correctly. And Charlie, let's talk about the St. Lawrence Center right there on the KU campus. I know this is a beacon of light, a source of spiritual strength, not only for athletes, but for the student body in general. And I know you tap into that resource as well.
Yeah, St. Lawrence has been great. Father Mitchell, the former priest head of St. Lawrence, He's been great to me. He's this last year and is or this last year and a half, I should say. And unfortunately, he left us for another parish, St. Anne's down the road. But we've got a great father coming in, Father Luke. He was the pastor at my home parish, and I'm really looking forward to him taking over, providing great homilies, providing great spiritual direction for so many students that are counting on him. It's such a big leap to take for him in his life, in his spiritual life, going from a home parish with a couple of other priests to taking care of a college. It's going to be a hard switch, and I'm looking forward to helping him out with it and give back for how St. Lawrence has helped me out.
That's
keep
great.
Me grounded, keep me calm through everything.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know what you do on the when you're downtime. I know that you have some culinary talents, from what I understand. You enjoy cooking. So I want you to give us, we have 2 minutes remaining, but give us some of your quote-unquote best things, recipes that you like to dabble in on the stove or even put in the oven.
Ooh, I don't know. It's as an athlete, you know, I try to keep a pretty good diet, working out so much, let that hard work pay off a little bit, but I'm pretty consistent in the salmon and potatoes, and then the ground beef and potatoes, and that's about as far as it goes dinner wise. But in the baking industry, that's the one where I like to get rowdy. every Friday night in the summer, I would try a new cake or a new cookie, and I made this blueberry frosted pound cake one time that was pretty good. And then I just made Oreo just before fall camp to celebrate the summer. I made these Oreo cookies and cream, double chocolate chip with white chocolate filling cookies. That took me about, I think it was like 4 hours of preparation or something like that. And those worked out really well. So those are probably my two favorites, those desserts.
Well, decadence at its best. We might look for the wine-rich Oreo cookie recipe or the product to be on store shelves in the future. We'll see how that goes. Well, Charlie Weinrich has been our guest. Quite a kicker, folks, right there in Lawrence, Kansas, kicking for the Jayhawks. But he was kind enough to tell us about also his spirituality and a great connection with Harrison Butker. How about that? The world champion kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on. I wish you all the best this season as you kick it off against Lindenwood in a couple of weeks. And thank you for joining us here on Blessed to Play.
Awesome. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the prayers.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Charlie Weinrich, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.